Final round of basketball locker room chats here on KNZA, at least for the 25 portion of the high school basketball season. Pleased to be joined now by Troy girls coach, that is Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, just one game to talk about since we last spoke. You guys didn't have a game this week on Tuesday night, but let's go back to Friday. On the road at Riverside, league opponent, but a non-league tilt. You go to Riverside, get a win, 56-33. Initial thoughts and takeaways from the big win.
Yeah, we probably played the best half of basketball that I ever dreamed that we could play in the first half. Had a 42-11 lead at halftime, and man, it was a great half of basketball to watch. Harper had 26, but man, other people were contributing, sharing the ball, and our movement on offense was really good, and our focus on defense was very good also, kind of focusing on their better players and trying to hold them down. So a great performance on both ends. And Riverside actually beat us 22-14 in the second half. And, you know, maybe we were a little flat with the big lead, but still, you know, we're going to be searching to put four quarters together, you know, and that was two great quarters of basketball. But, like even this Friday night, we're going to need four quarters of great basketball, and we haven't really done that yet. So as great as the first half was, the second half wasn't great, but I understand it. But now we got to keep trying to get consistency in all four quarters.
Yeah, how challenging is it, and maybe how frustrating is it? You know, you mentioned playing just two great quarters against Riverside, and then maybe you come out a little bit flat. Is it kind of on the frustrating side for you when you see two really good quarters, and then you come out after a 10-15-minute break, and you're like, well, how things have changed so much?
Yeah, I mean, we look kind of like we do sometimes, stood around a lot, watched Harper dribble, where in the first half, we were moving efficiently, offensively, all over, running some good stuff and sharing the basketball. We hit 9 threes in that first half. I know Harper hit 6 of them, but still, 3 of our other girls each hit 1. And, you know, if we can shoot the ball like that, it'll be fun to watch. But then again, we come out and struggle after halftime. So, a little bit of a wake-up call at least. Figure out that we're not as good as we were in that first half. But that first half was amazing and fun to watch, about as good as we can play. So, and, you know, Riverside, a very good team, but we would have beat a lot of teams like that in the first half the way we were playing.
And that's been kind of the story we've talked about over the first few weeks here. It's, you know, Harper's going to get hers, but when you get, you know, 2-3 other girls involved and have productive nights, that's when you usually see your team win. And, you know, the two games that you've lost against, you know, number one ranked Hanover and then Hiawatha, who is still undefeated on the season, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But it seems like when you win, not just Harper, you're getting 2-3 other girls involved.
Exactly. And, you know, Harper had one of the best games I've seen, mostly first half, but 35 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals against Riverside. And, you know, but we had other people stepping up and scoring. And I don't think anybody else was in double figures, but we had an 8 and a 7. And, you know, those are big too. So yeah, very important. Some teams are going to be able to stop Harper. I've said, you know, I can slow down one girl. I can stop one girl if we just put a total focus on her. And some teams are going to be able to do that, you know, with their personnel and athletes that they have. So our other girls just got to keep progressing and keep learning how to play with her and, you know, try to pour in some shots and help us out with some scoring.
It's going to be nice. You know, you have a little extra practice time this week. No game on Tuesday. So getting ready for the final tilt before the break against Donovan West. Had a chance to see them on Tuesday night. You know, they held off Horton 56-44, number 8 ranked team in 2A. And it's always fun when these two teams, whether it's basketball, football, no matter the sport, when D-West and Troy play, there's always a little bit of extra behind it, and you guys are going to close out the 25 portion of the schedule at home against them, a very good team coming into town on Friday night.
Very good. Man, what a program they've been here over the last several years. They've done a great job of taking advantage of the talent that they've had, you know, with state tournament appearances, the state championship, a runner-up last year. That's taking advantage of the talent you have, and they've got a terrific program. They still have a lot of that talent left there from last year, and a very tough game for us. They've already beaten 3 or 4 of the top teams in the Northeast Kansas League as they went on a little run here. I think they're only lost to Hiawatha, so very good team. It's been a fun little rivalry, probably the last time we play. We've beaten them the last two times. But before that, they'd really owned the series. We kind of beat D-West a lot early on when D-West first became a school. And then they, I don't know how many games they beat us in a row, it was double digits. And then we've gotten the last two. So, two very good teams. And I tell you what, our county, we just talked about Riverside County, our girls basketball in the county has been great. You know, Riverside took advantage of their talent, got two runner-ups. D. West, we talked about. We had a good couple years the last couple. So girls basketball in our county is always fun, and when everybody's good, it makes it even better. So looking forward to Friday night, but it'll be a super tough challenge for us. But those are these kind of games you want to play before Christmas again. And D. West has played a tough schedule, and we've played a tough schedule up to this point. So we'll see what happens.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, Christmas holiday right around the corner. We're going to have a couple weeks off here. So for me, favorite holiday snack. Now, my mom, she always makes puppy chow. If you don't know that, it's the Chex Mix. Yeah, a lot of people don't. I have to explain. Chex Mix, kind of a chocolate base, and then just coated in powdered sugar.
Betcha.
It is on the table every single year. Do you have a favorite holiday snack?
I do, and actually, she already made it once this last weekend. It's my wife's peanut butter fudge.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, not good for my waistline, but oh, boy. Sweet going down. It's a very tasty snack.
Yeah, if you want to bring me a bar Friday night, we're going to be there broadcasting on KNZA. Just throwing that out there. So,
you bet. Hey, and one last thing,
yeah,
Brandon, to kind of top off, finish off 2025 here. You know, the Chiefs, not a good season. We know, a terrible season.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, we're not a very good football team. But as they always do, they still beat the Ravens.
Yeah, Jake.
Kansas City, 37, Baltimore, 20.
Got to throw it in Jake's face,
go.
Yeah.
There you go. Nope. Merry Christmas. God bless everyone.
Yeah, no doubt. That's for Jake Spaulding. Of course, you'll hear him on Friday nights on the Scoreboard Show following our broadcast, which, of course, we will have. It'll be Troy and Donovan West. We'll be there Friday night. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yeah, take care. Have a good one.